Hey, family. Welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Share Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, sir. And as Jazz Appreciation Month rolls on, we get to lay ears on and appreciate a new piece of music from trumpeter and composer Jeremy Pelt, a brother who has never been afraid to venture over to the experimental side of the genre. He truly showcases a forward-thinking approach on his latest, and it's our new music feature of the week, bass.
Yeah, well, we are definitely getting a double dose of Jeremy Pelt because he's also a member of one of the strongest jazz ensembles on the scene today that have had back-to-back weeks at number one on our charts. I'm talking about the Black Art Jazz Collective. Will they remain there this week? We'll see shortly. We'll also welcome in a brand new release from the group One For All. Another great collective out there as they pay tribute to Big George Coleman. A lot to get into. Let's get it moving for the week ending April 19th of 2024.
All righty, man. Well, we get started with guitarist Blake Aaron. You know, he launched his career as a studio musician and sideman in the Los Angeles area. He's recorded and or performed with a variety of artists like Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Sheila E., The Gap Band, Lakeside, Ronnie Laws, and countless others. He's also been racking up number ones as a producer for other artists, having placed his touch on top charting contemporary jazz hits for and in collaboration with the likes of Darren Ron, Adam Hawley, and Najee. Well, his highly anticipated full-length project has been preceded by three singles that have already earned top five status on the Billboard charts. And by the sounds of this most recent single release, there's no reason to believe that it won't follow suit. Guitarist and producer Blake Aaron right here with She's the One. It's on Inner Vision Records in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. it is, the latest from guitarist, producer, Blake Aaron. His latest on Inner Visions called She's the One. Look out for that new album coming soon. Blake Aaron in at number 10 on this week's survey. Bass?
Yes, Wu family, after four decades as both a poet and vocalist, Pierre L. Chambers has finally stepped out there, recording and releasing his debut album as a leader. Now, this album is all about paying homage, and it goes to his esteemed mother, Annie, and his father, the incomparable legendary bassist Paul Chambers, the man who once shared the bandstand with Miles Davis, Wynton Kelly, and others. Now, Pierre L. Chambers definitely has plenty of musical influences out there. Now, this album was 2 years in the making, and it came after a chance meeting between he and vocalist and educator Kathy Segal Garcia, whom, after working with Pierre, told him that she wanted to produce an album with him. Well, she definitely stood true to her word as they present an album of songs that he grew up listening to and that he loves to sing. Holding steady in the 9 spot this week, here is Pierre L. Chambers with Shining Moments. It's in the number 9 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Said it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Say it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It would not be make-believe if you believe in me.
Brother has a solid sound for sure, right? Yeah, let me know what you think. Pierre L. Chambers, son of the great bassist Paul Chambers. His album is called Shining Moments, his debut. It's on Dash Hoffman Records, and it's in at number 9 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
That's right, family. Well, you can stay connected with the Countdown on social media for links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, Portland, Oregon native and current L.A. resident, guitarist and composer Adam Hawley is back again with his sixth album now as a leader. You may recall that Mr. Hawley has built quite the resume, having toured or recorded with the likes of Dave Koz, the Backstreet Boys, Brian Culbertson, the late Natalie Cole, Kirk Whalum, Gerald Albright, and others. He was handpicked by Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire when he signed with Kalimba Music, the label founded by White, back in 2015. And he's built an impressive production resume as well, having generated over 30 Billboard Top 10 singles, many of them going to number one, for artists like Lisa Adeo, Blake Aaron, Kim Scott, Julian Vaughn, and himself. His new effort seeks to continue that winning trend, featuring 10 fresh tracks with appearances by Judah Seeley, L. Young, and Adam's wife and vocalist, Kat Hawley. It's guitarist Adam Hawley right here, his latest for MBF Entertainment. It's called Unstoppable. And it's in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. You have a guitarist and composer Adam Hawley with his latest effort for MBF Entertainment. It's called Unstoppable, moving up to take the number 8 spot this week on this week's survey. Bass?
Well, family, just like the supergroup Black Jazz Collective, we have another formation of superior players to present this week. New York's hard bop supergroup One For All is back with a new release for Smoke Session Records. It features tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, trumpeter Jim Rotundi, trombonist Steve Davis, pianist David Hazeltine, bassist John Weber, and drummer and timekeeper Joe Farnsworth. Yeah, they've been assembled together for this, their 17th release. They also invited in another legend to play as a special guest. I'm talking about saxophonist Big George Coleman. Now, the group tips their hat to Mr. Coleman here, but it's not necessarily a tribute album to him than an album that he is featured on. With over 27 years together, here is the group One For All featuring George Coleman, making their debut in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
like the sound of that, let me go ahead and put it out there for you. This album available via vinyl as well. Yes, you can get that snap, crackle, and pop. The group is One For All featuring George Coleman. The album is called Big George, and it debuts at number 7 right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. The Real.
Thank you so much, bass. Well, guitarist Lawson Rollins says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, remix it. Okay, well, he didn't actually say that, but it could be inferred that possibly, maybe, this was the train of thought going into his latest release. Lawson presents 10 classic world music tracks taken from his own acclaimed solo albums, remixed and reimagined with a modern aesthetic, incorporating elements of electronica, chill, down-tempo, into the world music fusion of the original songs. Now, Rollins works alongside Persian-American composer and producer Shaheen Shahida and additions from an all-star cast of studio musicians brought in to bring a fresh perspective to the original material. This is a cool album here. Check it out. Lawson Rollins. It's called Infinite Chill, Volume 2. You'll find it on the Infinata label. And it's in at number 6 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. And there you have it. It's the latest from guitarist Lawson Rollins, remixing his own stuff. His latest album's got a definite vibe. It's called Infinite Chill Volume 2. You'll find it on the Infinata label. And in at number 6 this week here on Our Survey. We'll stick around as we get set to move into the top 5. And we've got our new music feature of the week on the way as well, when the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.